Good evening, I'm Janine Miller, joining you for a very special Heart of the Arts feature. Arizona Opera is opening their current season with their very first production of Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore, which opens this Friday in Phoenix at Symphony Hall, before making their way to Tucson for the weekend of the 18th. With me in the studio is Rob Fisher, who is conducting Arizona Opera in Pinafore. Thanks for joining me, Rob.
It's my pleasure to be here.
The New York Times dubbed you one of the country's foremost conductors of the musical theater repertory. How did you come to specialize in this field?
I guess I've always had a special love for the American classic music from the 30s and 40s when the great American musicals were written. And my career has been involved with a lot of revivals of those great classic musicals. I need a wide variety of music in my diet at all times, but I do have a fondness for where words and music meet in a theatrical way. And the American Musical Theater is a great place for that.
Well, you know, Gilbert and Sullivan's work was very influential. And I'm wondering, does their influence still retain a foothold on the modern Broadway scene?
Absolutely. There's a direct lineage to the Monty Python kind of writing and Spamalot. It's absolutely direct. But almost every one of the great American lyricists has said at some point in their career how much Gilbert influenced them. Ira Gershwin said it over and over, as did Yip Harburg. The best quote is Johnny Mercer, who said, "We all come from Gilbert."
One of the things that really distinguishes, to a lot of people's minds, Gilbert and Sullivan is the use of pattersong. Would you kind of describe what exactly is pattersong?
I think the best description is a lot of lyrics in a short amount of time, and usually they're set so that there's only one syllable per note, and the notes go by rapidly. They're often satirical and always witty with easy-to-hear rhymes, so you can keep the structure in your head and keep being able to hear what's going on.
What about a sneak peek into the upcoming performances?
We have an excellent cast. I mean, I can't even tell you how precisely perfect this casting is. I was thrilled the day we first met and sang through everything. As singers, they're all great and have strong musicianship, but they're great comic actors. And it's going to be a lively, fun production.
What, in your mind, is essential for a great Gilbert and Sullivan production?
That the audience knows what's going on, because sometimes those words can go by so fast and you just feel left out. And that's been the focus of how we've rehearsed, is do we understand every one of those fast words? Do we understand what the characters are doing in their situations, so that the audience can be part of it? There are going to be super titles as well, which I have mixed feelings about for a piece in English. But I suppose in a large-sized hall with words going by fast, it's a good support.
Well, we're also talking about British English versus American English. They are two different animals, as we all know.
As we all know. But as I said the first day of rehearsal, because we're not going overly Brit, but some of the rhymes are with British pronunciation. But everybody's so attuned to Downton Abbey now that, you know, our ears are ready.
Well, thank you so much, Rob Fisher, conductor of Arizona Opera in upcoming performances of HMS Pinafore, and best wishes to all of you at Arizona Opera for the season opener this Friday, HMS Pinafore in Phoenix at Symphony Hall, and with Tucson performances the weekend of the 18th. I'm Janine Miller, and this is KBOC at the Heart of the Arts.